Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm your host, Thomas. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, we return to Sarah's cozy cabin in the mountains, but this time it's spring. The beautiful land around her home is blossoming with life. If you haven't listened to the other seasonal stories from Sarah's cabin, don't worry. You can listen to this one tonight and go back to hear the others at another time. But before we get there, a big thank you goes to one of our longtime supporters, Helix Sleep, for sponsoring this episode. There aren't many feelings that are better than getting into bed and sinking into a comfy, supportive mattress, especially when that mattress is custom suited to your specific needs and preferences. Helix Sleep have an online quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete. They'll then match your body type and sleep preferences with the ideal mattress for you. We spend about a third of our lives in bed, and seeing as we're all unique individuals, why wouldn't we want to make sure that we're getting as much comfort as possible? Just go to helixsleep.com/getsleepy to take their sleep quiz. Each mattress comes with a 10-year warranty, plus you get 100 nights risk-free to try it out. And best of all, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/getsleepy. That's helixsleep.com/getsleepy for up to $200 off. So, let's settle down for our story now. The team and I love making this podcast for all of you, and it's such a joy to be a part of. Knowing that for many of you, listening to our stories is just what you need to be able to calm your body and mind and drift off to sleep. That's something very special to us, and we never take it for granted. As you relax and sink into bed tonight, just begin lengthening your breaths to help you unwind that bit more. And I want you to know that I am profoundly grateful to simply have your company tonight. If you're feeling at all anxious, low, or overwhelmed by anything going on in your life right now, I'm sending you warmth and love. Continue to breathe and feel the calming energy of the breath flowing through your entire body. And you can rest your head tonight, knowing that you're appreciated and loved. Just follow the sound of my voice and feel free to drift off at any time. Let's return to the mountains that Sarah calls home on a beautiful spring day at her cabin. The birds are chirping and calling out to one another. The smell of pine and herbs travels through the open windows in the living room. It's one of the warmest days so far this season, and Sarah is tingling with excitement for what's to come. The temperature outside was perfect this morning, so the first thing Sarah did today was open the large windows to let in the fresh air and bright spring sun. She adores spring. It's not her favorite season, but she admires its craft, the way the earth wakes up from its hibernation and slowly comes back to life, bursting into full, vivid color after the gray of winter. It's like when color came to motion pictures. A once black and white world has turned into a vibrant one. Sarah is currently tidying up the living room. She laughs to herself at the thought of spring cleaning. Perhaps seeing the bright sun kiss the grass again motivates everyone and sends them straight to the broom closet, she thinks. It does feel magical to have the sheer white curtains open and the beaming sun casting light on the wooden floor. That's why Sarah is happily twirling around the house as she sweeps. Her broom sends up specks of dust that sparkle in the rays of light streaming through the glass. As she often does, Sarah is listening to one of her favorite albums on her record player. The song that's playing now is a bright and cheerful tune, perfect for Sarah's current mood. She has spent most of the morning dancing, cleaning, and singing into her broomstick, and has tidied up every room. Now, she's almost finished, and she scoots the last of the winter's dust into the dustpan. Then, she walks down the hallway towards the kitchen, carrying the broom and dustpan, careful not to tip it over. A colourful bouquet of light paints the hallway, thanks to the stained glass with a mosaic pattern on her front door. Sarah tiptoes through the reflected colours until she is at the end of the hall, facing the kitchen. She walks over to the bin and empties the dust into it. Then she heads to the opposite corner to put the cleaning supplies away. She turns the metal doorknob of her broom closet. It feels cold to the touch as she pulls the door open. Sarah then places the broom and dustpan back into their cozy spaces, tucked away from the light. When she's done, the door clicks shut. She retraces her steps back to the living room and is greeted once again by the smell and beauty of spring in the mountain cabin. The curtains are fluttering as the fresh breeze blows through the open windows. It looks beautiful, Sarah thinks. She stands in front of the glass, holding her arms out to her sides, and slowly breathes in deeply through her nose. Then, she closes her eyes and lets the feeling of the gentle wind caress her. Why stay inside on such a bright and warm spring day? Sarah thinks to herself. Her mind made up, she turns around and makes her way back to the hall. The mosaic is still casting a variety of colours on the wooden floorboards. Sarah smiles, appreciating the quiet beauty of this moment. She keeps her shoes by the door, careful not to drag in too much dirt from the outside world. Above the shoe corner is a tall, dark coat rack, draped in winter jackets and scarves, with a selection of hats on top. She rustles through the knitted winter caps until she reaches her straw bucket hat. There's a pleasant feeling in her chest at the thought of getting to wear it again. Honestly, she can't remember the last time it was warm enough to put it on. Sarah feels the straw's rough texture in her hand as she holds the wide-brim hat in front of her. She slips it over her shiny hair, and the hat crackles as it settles into place. Sarah contemplates what to put on her feet. She's torn between sandals and her comfy gardening shoes. After a moment of contemplation, she slips on her socks and shoes, knowing all too well that she'll want to get started on her garden the minute she steps outside. All ready to go, Sarah reaches for the metal doorknob. Despite the warmth of the day, the metal here also feels cold to the touch. It sends a pleasant little shiver down Sarah's spine. But all is forgotten when she opens the door and is quickly embraced by the warm sun and aroma of early spring. Sarah steps out onto the big wooden porch that wraps around the house. It's dotted with plants and outdoor furniture. A bird feeder hangs on the side closest to her living room window. Birds gather there in the mornings and afternoons for a tasty snack and a chat, almost like people visiting their favourite coffee shop. Sarah takes a moment to admire her spectacular view. She is certain she has one of the very best views around. The rugged mountains reach up to the cloudless blue sky in the distance. Sarah has always thought they have an almost magical energy about them. As she scans the landscape, she can see layers of forest green pine trees that slowly fade into a windswept meadow where wildflowers grow. They tend to blossom a bit later in the season. But it was a wet winter, and Sarah knows that helps the soil and the plants to thrive once the snow melts away. Closer to her cabin, there is a small fire pit with carefully placed wooden logs. She enjoyed evenings there with friends during the winter. At least those who were brave enough to embrace the cold, with help of the cozy fire and woolly blankets Sarah knitted herself. She could still have friends round for a bonfire over the coming season, Sarah thinks to herself. Spring is a wonderful time to gather outside by the warmth of a crackling fire. But for now, the area rests quietly with the beautiful meadow and mountain backdrop. As she continues to cast her gaze over the field, she notices something furry and white nestled in the grass. Sarah looks closer and her heart swells as she realizes it's a bunny. They love the mountains here, and although she sees them quite often at this time of year, they still never fail to brighten her day. At Sarah's cabin, there is a set of stairs that leads down to ground level. She follows them, and the wood creaks with every other step. The sound causes the bunny to notice her, and it darts off into the pine forest. Sarah looks down at her feet, focusing on the earth below them. The grass is still young, coming back from the cold days of winter, but it looks vibrant and healthy. She walks towards the field, feeling the dewy soil underneath her shoes with every step. She is grateful for the dampness because she knows it's going to create a season overflowing with colour and new growth. As she gets closer to the meadow, she begins to smile even wider. She can see a group of small wildflowers beginning to blossom. Sarah crouches down and leans in to get a closer look. The green buds look ready to burst and to showcase their colours. Typically, purple, pink, yellow, and white flowers grow in this meadow. They dance in the wind all season long. The flowers are a delight to watch from her porch as she sips her morning tea or coffee. It's one of her favourite pastimes. Sometimes, when she's feeling especially inspired, she spends the morning painting the scene with soft watercolours. She even has a painting of this view hanging in her hallway. Sarah thinks it might be a bit silly to have a painting hanging up on her wall of something she can look out her window and admire. But she keeps it there anyway. It makes her smile, and that is all that matters, she tells herself. Sarah stands back up and takes one more look at the budding flowers. Then she decides to walk around the house to where the garden is located. She sees the resilient blue spruces that line the side of her house as she walks, Sarah made a careful effort to plant things that would be able to sustain the frigid winters in the mountains. The blue spruce not only survives, but it looks beautiful in doing so. She enters the backyard through a quaint gate that rattles as she opens it. She shuts the gate behind her and looks out at her beloved garden. White lattice panels are draped in English ivy, and next to them rests a small wooden table and a couple of chairs. There's a pathway with little stones on either side. Next to the path are plants and open spaces where Sarah can grow seasonal herbs and vegetables. Some of the plants are doing extremely well in these early spring days. She looks over at the section of catmint, an aromatic plant that resembles lavender, and is delighted to see its purple tips basking in the sun. Some of her plants will come back on their own, like mint, lavender, and sage. Others, like basil, carrots, and lettuce, she will have to replant in the coming days. Against the wall of her cabin, she has a shed with some gardening essentials. She strolls over to it and pulls out a trowel or tiny shovel that she can use to check the soil and uncover any budding plants. Sarah makes her way to the section of the garden that houses the mint. This is one of her favorite herbs to keep. It's fast growing and adds a delicious flavor to teas and some of the dishes she likes to cook. Sarah bends down, not worried about getting dirt on her knees, and inspects the plants. She uses her hands and the trowel to search for new mint. Mint has a habit of spreading and taking over gardens, so it's often one of the first plants to show up in spring. If there is a new plant, she would like to pot it and give it to one of her neighbors. In this rural mountain village, the community is such an essential part of what makes it a sustainable and enjoyable place to call home. All of her neighbors like to trade things with one another. For example, one makes candles, another makes wooden furniture, another has chickens and shares their fresh eggs. Sarah grows plants and knits all sorts of cozy things. Sarah feels the sun against her back and the cool, damp soil on her knees and hands as she searches for the mint. After just a few moments, she feels a small root. She stands up, shakes her hands, and wipes the clumps of earth off her knees. By the shed, there are a few ceramic pots. Sarah grabs one and then pulls open a bag of soil and uses the trowel to scoop some into the pot. Once the pot is about halfway full, she makes her way back to the mint. Sarah carefully sticks the trowel into the mud and gently scoops up the root and surrounding clump of soil. She uses her fingertips to make a spot in the center of the pot and softly places the plant inside. She fiddles with the dark brown soil until the root is resting in just the right place. What a perfect spring present, Sarah thinks. Back inside the kitchen, Sarah has wooden lollipop sticks that she can use to make handwritten signs for her plants. She'll make one and put it in this pot as a gift for her neighbor. She wipes her hands together once again to remove excess soil and carries the ceramic pot toward the back door of the cabin. Sarah goes up the few creaky steps hidden in the shade as she makes her way to the door, which leads straight into the kitchen. Like the rest of her cabin, the kitchen is mostly made of wood. It boasts rustic decor and hanging plants. A lingering aroma of lavender invites her in, but Sarah remembers to kick off her shoes before going into the main part of the house. Once inside, she places the pot on the counter and pulls open one of the drawers below it. Bits and bobs and kitchen supplies rustle against her hand as she searches for the lollipop sticks and a marker pen. She quickly finds both and writes mint vertically on the light brown stick, which she then carefully pokes into the pot. Content with her work, Sarah drops the pen back in the drawer and pushes it closed, leaving the plant on the counter. Bringing her hands up to her face, she looks at the way her time in the garden has left its mark on them. She admires the soil nestled in the creases of her skin. She moves over to the metal sink and pushes down on the top of a bottle of hand soap. The fresh aroma of citrus fills her senses. She rubs her hands together, lathering each finger. The liquid quickly begins to foam up, and Sarah continues to rub her palms, taking a moment to focus on every crease in her skin. She then turns on the tap and runs her hands under the warm water. Sarah takes her time washing her hands, making sure they are totally clean before drying them on a linen kitchen towel. This vibrant spring day has been both productive and inspiring for Sarah. And now she wants to relax. Making her way down the hall, she hears the record player still chiming a happy tune. Sarah smiles and dances lightly along with the song as she places her hat on the coat rack. Though Sarah imagines she could easily go back to dancing in the living room, like she did this morning while cleaning, she decides against it. It's time to focus on pure relaxation. As she walks over to the record player, she sees that the sunshine isn't as bright as it was the last time she was in this room. Turning towards the window, she notices that the wind feels a bit cooler as it rustles the curtains. Beyond the curtains, the sky has transformed. There still aren't any clouds, but now it's filled with deep shades of orange and pink, like the colours of tropical fruits. It's an idyllic scene, like something out of a painting. She pushes the window down to close it, and the dancing curtains fall still. She can't believe how fast the day has gone by. Now that evening has arrived, it's time to put on some soothing music. She continues walking over to the record player, removes the album, and puts on a more mellow and relaxing one. Next, she makes her way over to the large cushioned sofa. There are a couple of pillows on it, and she places them both on the right side. She lies down, propping her head on the stack of pillows, and gazing out at the dreamy setting sun. In this moment, Sarah feels completely at peace and content. She rests her hands on her belly and feels her deep breaths coming in and out rhythmically. As she does this, she slowly closes her eyes. She thinks about how enchanting this time of year is in these mountains. The soft sun and gentle wind, the blooming flowers and the rugged landscape that surrounds her. They all help make spring one of the most beautiful seasons here. Sarah continues to daydream about the coming weeks. She will probably visit the farmer's market this weekend and bring friends around for a cozy bonfire. Hopefully, it will be an evening with another fiery sunset like this one. As her mind continues to wander, Sarah feels her body moving towards sleep. The soothing music in the background slowly fades away as Sarah drifts into a magical dream.